2020 30-30 gang, was popping. Battle rap Twitter is crazy right now, man. Battle rap Twitter is off the hook. There's a couple of things to talk about, but first and foremost, man, I want to give a shout out to the bro, Marcus Williams. Marcus Williams, always, you know what I mean, big up the sheep, man. You know what I mean? I gotta show the love back, man. If you in the Marrow, Georgia area, hit up 1540 South Lake Parkway and support the brother at Nubian Bookstore. Again, it's at 1540 South Lake Parkway, Marrow, Georgia. If you in that area, go support the brother. Good dude, entrepreneur, and he's always showing support to the sheep, so I gotta show love back. You understand me? And instead of tearing each other down, we gotta lift each other up at times. So hit up Nubian Bookstore if you in the Georgia area, man. 1540 South Lake Parkway, Marrow, Georgia. Salute to my guy Marcus Williams, man. Salute to Mad Slander, man. Mad Slander's letting it fly on motherfucking Twitter right now. You understand? I'm not mad at the dude at all, because Mad Slander is the hip-hop guru. You know what I mean? All day he's putting up, yo, this song, that song, what was this, what was that, who's the better artist? He's the hip-hop guru. Niggas is jacking his tweets and turning them into blogs. Mad Slander Radio, man, subscribe to his podcast. I gotta get a link from the brother to post it in the comment section. But if you know about Mad Slander Radio, definitely tune in to dude, man. He be talking his talk. He's a hip-hop purist. And he took some shots after we let him, man, because they be jacking his motherfucking tweets and turning them the whole episodes on their show. You understand me? Shout out to Three Letter Man too, but we keep it 20-20-30-30 over here. Calling a spade, and Mad Slander, he called a spade. He takes the social media and tweets and tags Three Letter Man, letting them know. You will wear a see-through woman blouse. A see-through woman blouse just to get an interview with your daddy, Sue Surf. I mean, the man did tell, Surf did tell that man, shut the fuck up on his show. He didn't bang on him, so. Shout out to Mad Slander. That's 20-20-30-30. A nigga sell his soul for an interview with Sue Surf. These niggas idolize battle rappers. It is what it is, but on to the next joint. This is word going on in the community. Smack is ready to leave this shit alone. Say he don't need battle rap. I don't see him getting rid of that money. This is making too much money, man. These niggas is eating real good. But if Smack leave it alone, all they gonna do is go over to the imitation Smack. So Danny Myers went onto his social media. He was going in at the top tiers like, y'all niggas wouldn't be shit. Y'all be on the unemployment line without Uncle Smack White. If Uncle Smack White decides to say fuck it, all these niggas will do is run over to Adam and gas Adam up. Have Adam feeling like the godfather. And that's bad for dudes like Danny Myers and the YKs and the rest of them niggas that just don't get the push on URL. The politics will be heavy over on RBE. The Farm League will go up a notch. Man, we wouldn't be able to call him the Farm League anymore if Smack say he's done with battle rap. Because all Surf would do and Mooks and the Luxes, the A-Verbs and all these hitters, the Hitmans, the Rex is there, be gassing this nigga up for him to cut them big checks. And he's a thirsty individual. You know what I mean? He'll love the spotlight if Smack say, fuck it. But it'll be politics over there heavy. And Danny Myers and the YKs and all them other dudes. Y'all love that don't get the push. The same shit will happen to them. Nothing will change, man. And that's real talk. I don't give a fuck how much Adam would preach about this, that, and the third, how he's feared. It'll be politics, and y'all niggas know it. We all know, though, the imitation Smack. The imitation Smack White. He's on Debo's heels. We already know where he going with that Debo shit. He gonna expose Debo about robbing them girls at that gladiator school shit. You understand me? Snoop went through Debo. He paid a price for these women. Debo got on the phone with these women and lowballed them and kept most of the money. Like, he offered this when he really offered that. You know what I mean? But the Farm League CEO should have receipts. He's going to break that shit down. Debo's going to look bad. Best bet is for Debo to cut ties with Queen of the Ring. Because when this shit come out, it's going to make him look like a scam artist. And nobody's going to want to do business with him. The shit I just said right now came from somebody, like, with some real shit. This is why Jazz wasn't fucking with him. Snoop offered Jazz this amount. For Jazz to rap with a rhyme on Gladiator School Battle, somebody on Gladiator School, that shit he had. And this nigga Debo called Jazz and said Snoop was offering this, lied to her, so he could pocket a lot of money. So if the Farm League CEO got all them receipts, it's going to hurt Debo and Vague. And Bab's going to have to part ways from that dude, man. I said it, just sell Queen of the Ring. Sell it to a dude like Jay Black or something. You know what I mean? He should be able to work something out, change it up. The dude loves battle rap, man. You know what I mean? He worship these rappers. You understand me? Like his fans worship him, he worship these rappers. You understand me? And that's just real talk. You know what I mean? What else, man? But you can't be mad at Murder Mook, man. Bridge was out of line. This man's mom's just died, man. And he's gonna call his dead mom's a bitch. Any real nigga that would sit out in this shit, I don't give a fuck who it is. You love your motherfucking mama. A nigga say some shit like that about her and she just passed, man. You know what I mean? Then a nigga pull on you. You gonna stall on him, bro. Mook kept his composure when the niggas called his mama a bitch, but I seen him like he was hurt. You know what I mean? Niggas knew his mama just passed. Nigga just put out that freestyle not too many months ago on I-95 telling you how hard that shit was, man. But niggas don't listen, bro. So I can't be mad at Murder Mook. Bridge Rothstein is on some type of drugs, man. He's on some type of drugs, bro. And I see this fucking pecan, Hot Song Campbell, man. Like, he's disrespecting our culture. He got 155K. He don't push no events, promote no events with all them subscribers. When something bad happened in battle rap, that's when this motherfucking homosexual wants to, you know what I mean, talk his shit about battle rap, bro. This nigga right here, man, like, this guy's all over the place, man. He's all over the place. I know the truth. You and Bam was an item. And when Bam worked you out, broke all them walls, and you became useless to him, he dropped you like a bad habit for some fresher meat and tighter meat. That's what he did to you. He threw you to the curb. It broke your heart. Then later on, you came out and tried to expose him. But if Bam, understand me, came back to you and came back and said, I want you back. The pecan would be happier than the fag with a bag of dicks. He'll welcome Bam back with open arm, and he would retract his story. You know what I mean? And say he had mental illness or something. We all know. Bam left you because he wore you out, man. Ruben and Bronx River, the asshole with the size of a Spalding basketball, man. And Bam had no use for you. He got some tighter, fresher meat. And you heartbroken by that, man. And if he took you back, you'll take that man back with open arm and retract your story. But you always want to report the bad in battle rap, man. It's crazy what they do for views, man. But like I said before, man, Danny Myers, that tweet, you claim them niggas will be on the unemployment line. You will be put on the back seat in the farm leagues if he went over to the farm league. And they start playing heavy with King of the Dot and motherfucking RBE. The blockbuster stars. Same politics will be played. They be going off the popularity and your hard workers that's always showing up. That'd be in the back. You know what I mean? The same shit that's going on URL. And that's just real shit. 2020-30-30 gang. We out. Black Sheet Gang. Always us. Never them, man. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Sheet Vision Podcast is one channel. Subscribe. And the other channel is Black Sheet Media. Subscribe. View the content. Hit that like button. And let's work, man. Gang shit.